भगवीता 12.16 अनपेक्षः शुचिर दक्ष उदासीनो गतव्यथः सर्वारंभ परित्यागी यो मद भक्तः समे प्रियः। सो अनपेक्षः अनपेक्षः कृष्णा इज डिस्क्राइबिंग हियर द क्वालिटीज ऑफ दिस डिवोटीज व्हिच मेक व्हिच एंडियर द डिवोटीज टू हिम यो मद भक्तः समे प्रियः एज ही सेज इन द लास्ट लाइन सच डिवोटीज आर डियर टू मी। सो अनपेक्षः पक्ष इज पार्टी इज ग्रुप अनपेक्षः मीन्स वन हु इज नॉट हैविंग अ मेंटालिटी ऑफ ग्रुपिज्म वन हु इज न्यूट्रल वन हु इज डिसइंटरेस्टेड। There are two words which are sometimes used interchangeably, but they usually have different meanings, disinterested and uninterested. So uninterested means one who has no interest in a particular subject. Disinterested means that person has that person is neutral, that person has no selfish interest or vested interest in a particular subject. It's not that they are not interested in the subject. That if it's required, they will investigate subject, but they don't have any vested interests over there. So anapekshah means that a devotee is focused on spiritual cultivation, and thus at the material level, a devotee does not get caught in taking sides. Anapekshah. So rather than getting, the material world is a place of conflict, and one major way this conflict is aggravated is by the practice of by the practice of making mountains out of molehills, by taking small things and making them big. And thus people fight and fight. In the Bhagavatam, there's a verse where it says that it's the Lord's illusory energy which makes people fight ultimately. So anapekshah. So a devotee does not get caught in groups like this. A devotee focuses on the purpose of serving Krishna. Shuchi, what he maintains purity, external and internal purity. External purity comes by bathing and other acts of cleanliness. Internal purity comes by purging out impure thoughts whenever they come into the consciousness. Anapeksha Shuchi, Daksha. Daksha is expert. A devotee needs to be expert in order to be able to, in order to deal with various situations that may come that one may come across in one's life. Serving Krishna in the material world, carrying forward Krishna's mission in the material world, is not easy. And in order to be able to do so, we need expertise for balancing our various sides and for knowing with shrewdness what is to be done where. The word shrewd has negative connotation. The word diplomatic definitely has a lesser negative connotation as compared to political. And daksha simply means expert. So a devotee may have to be diplomatic at times. And what to say when, that is something which nobody can give an absolute formula for. We would become like robots if we are programmed from somewhere and go there and just do those things. If we have programs, then there would be no farewell notes or talks, valedictory talks. And also, while there will be no possibility of misuse, but then there is no possibility of relishable use also, and there is no relish coming from their use. So although at one level the mechanization of many things around us can bring us comfort, at another level it is often stepping off the treadmill of getting more and more, getting the new, the better, the more. That is what comprises material life. Getting off the treadmill and moving onwards towards life's more important things. So that is dakshata. Dakshata is not simply expertise in speaking the right thing. That is fine. Some people, the people who are daksha like that, they can be manipulators also. But dakshata actually refers to expertise in doing what needs to be done, doing what is important and avoiding the things which are not all that important. So udasino gatavyatha udasino. So if we are impartial, if we are neutral, if we are detached, then it is possible to avoid getting caught. Then it is possible to be daksha. Somebody who has any vested interests, that person will be one. Somebody is attached to a particular material thing, then that attachment to the material thing will make the person act in particular ways and prevent that person from acting in other ways. So our attachments control us, and often they make us act not only in expert ways, but actually they make us act in injurious ways for ourselves. So detachment is a great strength in providing us the emotional stability for making wise decisions. Gatavyatha. So there are many sources of distress in this world, but it is only when we invest our consciousness in those objects that our suffering becomes more and more. But if we can shift our focus somewhere else, then we'll be able to move onwards much more. So we cannot ultimately sarvarambha parityagi. Arambha means endeavor. It especially refers to material endeavor. So sarvarambha parityagi means that one who gives up all material endeavors. Yomad bhakta same priya. So this verse actually highlights the contrast between spiritual devotion and material dispassion. That is when people may sometimes mistake devotion to be emotionality. But yes, devotion involves emotion. But emotion is not just sudden or arbitrary or uncontrolled. Rather, emotion is properly channeled after material emotion is properly channeled towards Krishna after material emotion has been regulated. And Bhagavad Gita just talks about material unemotionality, which accompany spiritual emotionality. So that material emotionality is what is stressed here in the attributes anapeksha shuchi daksha udasino gatavyatha sarvarambha parityagi. So not being partial towards anyone's material interests, anapeksha shuchi, not being so attracted, infatuated with material things that one is not conscious of proper cleanliness considerations. Daksha, expert in knowing how what is to be done without being influenced by material emotions. Udasino gatavyatha. Udasino, explicitly being detached from material things. Gatavyatha, to the extent we are attached to material things, to that extent we will be we will go through a whole gamut of emotions of pleasure and pain associated with them. But if you detach, then gatavyatha, they cannot cause any distress. And sarva arambha parityagi. And one gives up the endeavor for gaining material things. And in this way, one can move steadily in one's journey towards Krishna. And as it said over here, such a devotee pleases Krishna. Thank you.